Helen Atkinson Wood.
For the past 1,000 years, the crucifixion has dominated Christian art. An icon of suffering and a promise of salvation. Even in the increasingly secular society of the 20th century, the crucifixion gave rise to one unforgettable image. This image of Christ on the cross has hung for 50 years in the religiously divided city of Glasgow. It caused a violent row when it arrived because this Catholic vision of Christ's body offended the city's Presbyterians. But controversy was the lifeblood of the artist who painted it. One of the strangest Catholics of the 20th century, Salvador Dali. The doorbell rang twice. It had to be him. His enormous shoulders filled the space, and a short intake of breath betrayed her feelings. He was darkly handsome, with the sort of cruel mouth women kiss in their dreams, and he wore his beautifully cut uniform with an unconscious swagger. They both knew why he had come. Clearly, her package had already arrived ahead of time. It seemed to strain against its wrapping. Michelle Roux's mission to find two front-of-house stars of the future has reached its final stage. This training has taken them from serving up pizza via a five-star hotel to the formality of fine dining. In just 7 hours, Michelle will choose which two of his students will win the scholarships from the Academy of Food and Wine. One, a sommelier scholarship training in wine, and the other, a maitre d' scholarship focusing on front of house. But first, the trainees must run a lunch service in Le Gavroche, the spiritual home of British fine dining, and the restaurant Michel took over from his father 19 years ago.